Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I just want to welcome you this morning to such a beautiful and wonderful day that God has allowed us to have another Sunday. And the life is good, so we are grateful and full of gratitude that everything is good and that God has spared our life this week from last week, and you're here to be able to be part and take part in this show. I'm grateful that you took time out this morning to tune in and to be part of the show. We appreciate you so much. For all my old listeners, I'm fully grateful that you tuned back in and that you are participating and taking part in the show. I'm grateful for you that. So grateful for that. And for all of you new listeners, welcome to the show. Everything is good, and I'm glad that you're able to be part of the show and that you're able to tune in, and we hope that you will become an old listener, okay? Well, I appreciate you because the listening audience is what keeps me motivated, keep me going, and keep me moving and doing the show. You know, without you guys, there would be no show. Okay, so you are important to me and appreciate you. So just continuously tuning in. And for all my new listeners, this, I don't know if you're aware, this is the Holistic Ministry Show, which is true. But we are not a traditional church format. This is a spiritual, metaphysical ministry, and this is what we do. We deal in truth, and we utilize all the religions of the world to have full understanding of knowledge and consciousness. We're here to speak truth to power. This is no dogma, and you don't have to be different. I mean, I have people who are Hindu, Muslims, Christians, Buddhists, all forms, all religions, all are welcome here. This is a big tent. We are all here because we are believing that there is a creator and that created all of us, and we are all connected together in that same form and fashion. So we are here as people, human beings, having a spiritual life. Okay, you are truly, well, put it up, you are a spiritual being having a human experience, is how I really want to state it. And we are glad that you recognize who you are and what you are, and you decide to take place and be part of this a holistic community, because it's very, very important. So you know that it's a wonderful thing to have full understanding of the universal God force that controls the planet, and that you are part of that universal God force. God is in you just like a wave is in the ocean. And so every day that you realize that you are not alone and that God is with you at all times. Okay, beloved ones, now for all of you who have been listening for a while, you know that I always open the show up with a prayer, and knowing that that's important because I am just a vessel, and I know that I need God's energy and God's strength in order to be able to deliver the message that he has done for me to deliver for you today. I don't really see myself as so much a minister, but I am your reminder. I'm just reminding you who and whom you are. You all are aware of consciousness, and sometimes we kind of go to sleep. So I'm here just to wake you up and remind you of the divinity that lies within you and that who you really are. Gods and goddesses. So let's get the show started. We're going to open up with a prayer so we can get going. So, beloved, mighty I am God presence, we thank you for all that you have allowed us to experience this day. We thank you, God, for keeping us safe during the week. We thank you, God, for allowing us to have another opportunity to just to get it right, another opportunity to ascend to a higher state of consciousness. We thank you, God, for divine health. We thank you for these physical temples we have, and that we are healthy and that we are safe, and that We are full of life and vitality. So we give thanks for that. We thank you, God, for divine prosperity, that the abundance of the universe flows into our lives as it is meant to be. God, I know you know and expect for us to live an opulent life. So we are demonstrating that. So we're utilizing our talents and gifts to bring about what we need for our lives, to have enough to spare and to share. You know, that we can be of helping for ourselves, but not only that, we can help and reach out toward others as well. We thank you, God, for the divine relationships. We thank you for all those who have connections and love and loved ones to be able to bring forth and to come into our lives. We thank you for friendships. We thank you for everything that is for our highest good. We pray for divine protection for our nation and this country. We pray, God, that you help the leadership of this country to get it together. We know that it's so important that the leaders are right, because everything starts at the head. But we know that you're in charge, and so we embrace and accept things as they are based on how they are meant to be, because you're in charge and you're orchestrating everything, even the things we don't understand. And see, we know that you're in charge, and there's a divine reason and purpose for everything that shows up on the planet. So we embrace that and accept that as it is. So we thank you, God, and we pray mostly for the people who are sick and those who are not, who are struggling on financially, and those who are struggling on their physical and mental health, that we pray that you will give them divine protection and keep them safe in their travels and in their midst. We pray for all these people who are going to be traveling over the holiday. We pray that you keep them protected from the virus and that you keep them safe and keep them out of harm's way. Most of all, God, you give them wisdom to make wise decisions as to what they should do about their life and how they should go about being who they are and doing what they are doing over this holiday. Thank you, God, for your divine love, divine wisdom, and divine knowledge. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful, and so it is. Well, beloved ones, we are grateful for, so grateful. This is a Thanksgiving week coming up, and we all are grateful and thankful. But as I pray that you will be wise, beloved ones, do not put yourself in harm's way. Do not allow yourself to be put in a situation. If you must travel or do what you need to do, protect yourself, beloved ones. There's no shame in wearing a mask. There's no shame in safe distancing. So you make sure you do what you need to do. I received a notification on Facebook yesterday, and it says, it is better to be safe on Thanksgiving and brothers than being in the ICU on Christmas. You know what I said? It's better to be safe on Thanksgiving to end up in the ICU on Christmas. Okay, beloved one. So take caution. Okay, so we can get through this terrible time, and that you don't harm yourself or harm others. It's very, very important that you take full responsibility for your life and take responsibility for helping your neighbors and helping your friends and helping your family. So this sort of leads us right into today's show. It's called Take Responsibility for Your Life. And that's a really important thing. You know, beloved ones, when most of us was younger, and some of you still young, I'm not saying you're old folks, but some of us are older adults, and we've been around for a while. But, you know, you had dreams and you had aspirations of what you wanted your life to be when you got to a certain point in life where you thought you should be and how life should have be. You know how you wanted to live and how you wanted it to be when you were younger. Hopefully you had goals and aspirations of at least wanting to have something, accomplish something in your lifetime, and to be able to do what you need to do. But at this point, you may find yourself not at that point where you thought you would be. You know, and you may be looking around and you're disappointed about where your life ended up at and where you are at this point versus what you thought life would be. But, you know, beloved ones, when a lot of people get to that point in their life where they are confused and frustrated with where they are, then they have the old blame game. Okay, you know, people blame their parents. You know, maybe your parents wasn't the best parents, but they did all they could do and gave you all that you needed to, that you could, they could do for you at the time. Maybe your parents wasn't there. Maybe your dad wasn't there. Maybe your mom left for something and you're holding some kind of grudge and feeling that in some kind of way they screwed you up. So now you're stuck because of something that your parents did. Okay? Further thing from the truth, beloved ones. Now, some of you are upset with your siblings, with your brothers and sisters, because you think your mother, your father love them more than they love you, or your brothers and sisters did something to you that made you messed up and treated you in a way or didn't treat you with respect and take care of you as you thought they should. So you're blaming them. Even at this point, it may have happened 25, 30, 40, 50 years ago. Still blaming your sisters and brothers because of something happened to you in your childhood, and you're thinking that they are responsible for your conditions of yourself today. Okay, another mistruth. Okay, and some of you think that maybe you chose the wrong friends. You chose these friends. You attracted them into your life, but you think the friends that you chose was not good for you, and your friends have caused your life to go downstream or to cause you to have a very chaotic life because of your friends that you chose. And in some cases, that you may have chose the wrong friends, but that was your choice of people who you chose to be with, okay? So don't blame them either, okay? Now, the big thing is people blame society. Oh, Lord, it's society. What's going on in the world today? What's happening in the country today? Is they holding me back? I can't move because of the conditions of society. I can't go forward because of the conditions of society. Things are happening in a bad, bad way for me. And, you know, because people are against me. Everybody's against me, and so I can't move forth. You know, it's really a sad state of fact, beloved ones, because no one is against you other than you being against yourself. And regardless of how someone else feels about you, have nothing to do with how you feel about yourself, okay? You know, I've heard my African brothers and sisters say that, hey, it's because of Caucasian people. I'm not in this condition where I am now, and they affected me. And because of what happened 200 years ago, I'm still being affected. In some way, there could be some conditions that happen from generation to generation, but that's not what's holding you back at this particular time. You know, hey, my Native American brothers and sisters are complaining because, hey, they were, you know, put on a reservation and they was mistreated and they were put in this way. So that means that they still holding on to that anger and that feeling. My Chinese brothers and sisters are feeling that they were mistreated because they were put in concentration camps and they were treated in a certain way. So they don't feel as if that they can be all they can be because of what happened to their lives. I mean, it happened to my Hispanic brothers and sisters. Still, some of them are still complaining about the Alamo. You know what I mean? So all of us have got some stuff that happened to us. Any race or any situation, everybody has had some stuff happen that was not for the highest good. But beloved ones, that has nothing to do with where you are today and what you can become today. That's your past. Release your past so you can create the life you want to do. I mean, beloved ones, we now have to take responsibility for what we have created. Once you became an adult, beloved ones, you begin to create your own world. And when I say create your own world, you are 100% responsible for everything that totally shows up in your life. Because every action you've taken and every thought you have thought and have allowed those thoughts to go into your mental processing of your subconscious mind has taken root and taken position. So, and you are who you have allowed your thoughts to be and what you have allowed your thoughts to be. Now, there are, if you're under 18 years old, you are the only one that's getting a pass today to be able to realize that, okay, I was influenced by my parents or I was taken care of by my parents, so I couldn't really make my own decision to do what I needed to do. okay, you were there. But now that you're over 18 years old and if you're being responsible, a young adult, then it is up to you to make sure that your life goes the direction that you want it to be, okay? That is absolutely your choice. Now, when I say that you created things in your life, that's the truth and nothing but the truth, beloved one. There is no blame game. You cannot blame anyone else. You are totally responsible for yourself at this particular point in your life. Okay? You're over a dolphin. You are it's your life, so you take responsibility. Because when you at birth, your creator put everything in your DNA structure, in your soul structure, beloved ones. All the tools that you needed for success and to have abundant life was already implanted in your DNA, in your spiritual DNA, is what I'm talking about, because you are a direct image of God, and you were made in the image of God, so you have God's DNA. So when you decided to come into the earth realm, you had everything that you needed to do to be able to create and to live in the optimum life that God wanted you to live, and even that you desired to live before you came back into this earth realm. Okay, so but what happened? So you when you came back in, you started dumbing down, and once you entered the earth realm, you totally forgot who you were. You totally forgot who you were, and maybe that is designed to work out that way because it makes you become more resilience and trying to create your life. But there is, you did come in with these things, and unfortunately, a lot of it get frozen, and we started to buy into lack and limitations. You know, you start at birth, you know, hearing the word no, 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 no so much that you begin to accept it as part of life. And you begin to understand that, you know, what you want in life may not be what you could have because of the no's you heard so often. So, unfortunately, we begin to the idea of lack and limitation even right out of the birth channel. Now, unless you had parents who were conscious and who were aware that they took the consciousness and took their time to start molding you at a young age, to be and to create it to be all that you can be. And unfortunately, a lot of the parents themselves didn't know what they were doing. A lot of the young parents, and they had no idea of who they were. So you cannot expect that for them to give you something that they didn't even have themselves. So, you know, you can't hold them accountable for doing what it is that they only knew how to do. Okay? So that's why I'm telling you, don't blame your parents because of what they was not able to give you. They gave you what they could give you. That was the best they could do at that time. So that is, they had no other choice. Most of them did the very best they could do, okay? We realize some parents were not the best parents, and but you know what? You chose your parents. So you cannot be blaming your parents for anything. You chose your parents. You hear what I'm saying? You chose your parents. Your parents did not choose you. So you had some understanding of what was going to transpire when you chose those parents, okay? So, and I know for some of you that's hard to understand, but for all of us who understand metaphysics and understand spirituality, know that to be a fact, that you chose your parents. And I do understand how you were influenced and how your influence affected you, and some of it carries on into your life, but that's where the cycle ends. That's where you have to get into take charge and take responsibility for shifting and changing your consciousness and your thoughts, beloved one. You cannot live on those old experiences expecting for your life to be the way that you want to do. But now that you're a full-grown person, full responsible person, it's totally up to you to take charge of your life, to take responsibility for your life, okay, and do what you need to do. Beloved ones, no one is coming to rescue you. No one is coming to rescue you. You are on your own. Yes, there is a God force there that will help you. But you, beloved ones, have to be willing to take the first step in order to be able to get to that point. Now, it is you are never alone because the God force that is within you is there. But beloved ones, even the God force that is inside of your temple only help you when you help yourself. Okay? Don't even expect that God's gonna come and or your guardian angels who are there to protect you and keep you gonna come and step in and take control of your life without you making any effort to do so to do better for yourself. Okay? You need to step up and take charge of your own being. Now, you know what? Their belief system is so strange, beloved one, and there's so much craziness going on. There's so much, and so many of us have bought into conspiracy theories. You know, I heard people all the time talking about the government going to do this to you, that the dark Kabbalah forces going to take control of your mind. Yeah, and that you think there's some entities out there, the family of 300 or some of the Kabbalah groups that's out on the outer fringe, the Numilatis, some of those groups there going to take control of your mind and control what you as an individual do. Okay, they may have their own objective, but what you do as an individual, only person controls that is you and God. Okay, so stop focusing on all that crazy stuff you're hearing out there on the internet, beloved one. It saddened me when I heard people talk about that. I had a conversation with a very good friend this week, and that friend was totally immersed in all this conspiracy theory about all the stuff going on that's going to cause so much problems and creation that they cannot get beyond their own, get into their own being because they are caught up in conspiracy theories. They are thinking that all the stuff is going on and taking place, so that's going to affect them. And I believe me, beloved ones, 90% of that stuff that people tell you that they heard about, it has no truth to it when you talk about conspiracy and all that stuff. So stop buying into other people's stuff about someone going to take control of you, take control of your mind, take control of your physical body, because you and God, the God force that controls this universe, is part of you. And if you buy into that idea that something is going to take charge of you or someone's going to take charge of your life, then, hey, guess what? Guess what's going to happen to you? But you don't have to buy into that. And so you need to stop immediately buying into this craziness stuff that you hear on the internet about all the stuff's going to go on and what's going to happen. It has no truth and facts to it, okay? Yes, there are some things out there that's happening. There are some bad folks out there doing some bad things, but you can ascend above all of that. Okay, you know that does not have to be part of your life, and you do not have to buy into that frame of thought, thinking that somebody's always out to get you or something is always out to get you that's going to cause you to not be able to fulfill your purpose and fulfill your dreams. Okay, put your energy, beloved ones, in developing your mind and learn to get still and get quiet and to be able to hear the voice of God. You see, God is always talking to you. God is always talking to you and giving you inspiration and motivation and telling you the path to choose. But most of us are so busy and so caught up in the idea of outside forces having influence and ability to control us, we do not listen to the voice of God, which is there all the time. God's still voice is telling you all the time about what is for on your best behalf and what you should do and how you should go about correcting your life. And God gave you free will to be able to do what it is that you want to do. You only being advised and given ideas and inspiration that comes from your God self. Now, you do have your guardian angels who are there with you at all times to protect you and keep you safe, but they do not interfere in your life. They do not come and say, okay, I'm going to take over and hold you and make sure that you have an opulent life. No, that is up to you to be able to do that, beloved ones, okay? That's not the responsibility of your guardian angels to come and take over your life. You are responsible for that action yourself, and that's what you have to do, okay? So take charge of your life. And there's nothing and no one that can put you in bondage other than you. No one has that power to be able to do that. Beloved ones, your I Am presence that is inside of you are more powerful than any man-made anything, okay? That force inside of you that keeps you safe and keeps you connected to God, the I Am presence, the Spirit of God that lives in you, are so powerful that is, you know, it's just totally blow you away when you really get into understand that. And so stop having fear. Stop thinking that somebody is going to block you, and stop thinking that someone is going to be able to control you and your destination. So then stop worrying about who's in charge of the federal government, because you know what? Even when the federal government, being whoever's running the federal government, you still as an individual have to take responsibility for yourself. You still have to have your act together. I don't care who the president is. You still have to be. I know African American people who suffered under Obama and went and did things under Obama and didn't, life ain't no better. I know Caucasian people who have had Caucasian presidents most of all their life, and they suffering, and they're now no better off than you or I or anyone else. There's always the, so the president of the United States does not control, it controls the government overall, but it does not control your personal life. Okay. Your personal life is controlled by you and the God force inside of you that allow you to be and come. So forget about that. Yes, it'd be good to have a moral and ethical person to create positive energy in the country, and I'm all down with that, and I'm all for that. But don't get so caught up that you think that your leader is gonna make your life so much better in a way. You, regardless of how, who's in charge, who's leading, if you're screwed up, it doesn't make any difference. You're still going to be screwed up. I don't even care if your mother or father was the president. If you screwed up, your life is going to be screwed up. Ain't got nothing to do with who's in charge, beloved one. So you need to get that deal. The only person really who's in charge of the universe is God. God is the only one in charge, and that's who you need to focus your energy on. That's who you need to put your energy on. If you're expecting things to be better, you're expecting life to get better, you're expecting to have a better life, don't look toward the government for that. Don't look for that. Look inside of yourself and connect to your God self. God is the one that's going to bring you through, okay, beloved one. Even in the worst time of the worst hideousness of slavery, there were African Americans who were successful. There were even successful millionaires during the 20s and after in the teens. African Americans were successful and had millions of dollars and lived a good life and was able to ascend above even slavery. Okay. So those are things that, you know, we have the capability to do. So we cannot allow ourselves to be held down because we think some government official going to stand in our way of becoming successful. Forget about that. Ascend above that. Yes, like I said, it's good to have the country in order and having the appropriate government in charge, someone with more than ethics that's there. And hopefully we are there at this point that we are, have someone who have want to do the right thing and will do the right thing. Okay, so and that just makes things smoother for you. But regardless of how it go down, you still are going to be able to have free will and free thought. As of yet, we are not living in a dictatorship country. It may appear that way sometimes, that maybe we are heading in that direction, but at this juncture, we are not that way, and that's the way it is. And so your free will, your ideas and your thoughts and that God force inside of you will take you to the heights that you want to go to, beloved one. Okay? So, and I truly, like I said, I truly understand that some of you are having challenges to overcome. Well, guess what? You're no different than the rest of us. all have had some challenges. We all have had situations. Like I was telling you earlier, just, you know, as an African-American, you've had challenges. As a Caucasian person, you have had challenges. As a Native American person, there's challenges. As a Mexican-American, Asian-American, we all have had challenges and obstacles put in our way. But guess what? It is up to us to rise above those obstacles and become all that we tend to be. You know, life wasn't intended to be easy from that standpoint, because that's where you learn. You learn from your struggles, beloved one. So struggles are there to help you to move above and to be what you need to be. So even from a racial thing, you chose to come here in this physical body. You chose to be. So embrace who you are. Embrace who you are and know that regardless of who you are connected with God. You are made in the image of God. Okay, when I say made in the image of God, I'm not talking about you going looking in the mirror and saying, my goodness, God is a handsome person or God is a beautiful person because they look like me. No, I'm talking about your spiritual inner being. Your DNA structure of your spiritual self is direct descendants of God. That's the image of God that I'm talking about you're made into. And that is where your power is, beloved one. So you need to understand and have full awareness and consciousness of who you really are, beloved one. Because if you think positive and you are persistent and you have goals and you have direction where you want to go, your possibility of being successful is almost imminent. But you have to be a positive person, you have to have goals, you have to have a clear direction of where you want to go, beloved one. You have to have clear thought of where you want to go. Because, you see, one thing about the God force that's in you, around you, and about you, the statement that says, if you take one step, God will take two, is 1,000% true, beloved ones. That's 1,000% true. If you take action towards your goals and your desires that you want to be, the God force will take two steps to help you. Every time, not just one, every time that you take a step, God will take two steps to enhance you, to help you to move to that higher state of consciousness and help you to move toward your purpose and towards your goals, okay? So you are never alone in your actions. But yes, you have to be the one to take the first step, beloved one. You have to take steps to be to move towards what you want to do. And a lot of you don't take steps because you are not clear of what it is you really want to show up in your life. You know, one minute you're thinking you want one thing, and the next minute you think you want something else, and you're not definite. When you get to a certain point in your life, you should not be, you know, here, there, and everywhere in your thoughts about what you want to show up in your life, beloved one. You have to have a clear path in order to get to where you want to have goals to move forward. And the reason that you're not able to take the first step because you don't even know what step to take. So I would say you need to get clarity, beloved ones, clarity of what it is that you need to want and where you need to be and what you need to do, and put those thoughts in action and allow those thoughts to become part of your subconscious thinking. And once you're in your subconscious thinking, it will totally control and take control. But the dang thing about the subconscious is, even the things that you don't want and you put consciously thoughts and feelings to them will create that in your mind too, okay, and your being. So, but you have a clear picture and you use whatever method of affirmation or however it is to drive home what you want. And you can see, you don't necessarily have to already be there in order to have a goal. You know, just because you want a new car, you ain't got to wait till you get the new car and say, okay, I want a new car. No, you have goals and aspirations. You put those things in your mind and you work toward them, okay? You work toward them by giving them thoughts and making action. Now, you know, if you want a new car and you ain't working or you don't have no money, then how the heck do you think you're going to get a new car? You got to find a way to create some money. Some. You need to learn how to manifest some money so you can create what you want to be, what you want to bring into your life, okay? You need to be able to do that. And that takes your action. That's you taking the first step, and God will take the second step. Okay, you want a relationship. You want to be in a relationship. So how are you carrying yourself? Are you going around with low self-esteem, not being confident, not keeping yourself up, even from a physical condition, and you want someone to show up in your life? What are you bringing to the party? You got to have your act together if you want to attract someone who has their act together, okay? So you have to take the one step, beloved one. You have to be willing to take control and take the one step. You and do not allow what society is saying, what you to create what you want in your life. Now, unfortunately, beloved ones, 90% of society and the mass of people operate at a low frequency, and that's just a fact. Okay, there's so much low energy out there. And if you get caught up in what the masses of people want and what the masses of people are doing, then you're going to be in the circle of going here and there and everywhere and not accomplishing much in your life, okay? So do not allow yourself to become part of the mass collective consciousness of people who have no idea, no clue of what they want in life other than just to be chaotic and live in low frequency. You didn't come here to do that. You came here to be in high frequency. You incarnated in earth so you can do what you need to do, see, beloved ones. And the God force inside of you is waiting for you. Your I Am presence is waiting on you right now. Right now, your I Am presence is waiting on you. They've given you ideas. They've given you thoughts. They've given you direction. And you did not adhere to them, or you did not listen to them, and you not moving forward. And even if you have started something and you failed, that's no big deal. You know, it's okay to fail. That's what you learn. Just because you failed in one thing, get up and do it again. Get up and do it again. Your goals and your aspirations come because you have persistence to do it. Do what you need to do. Look at all the time it took for Benjamin Franklin to Edison to accomplish the thing that they needed to accomplish in life. How often, how much it had to do in order to be able to get there. Can you imagine all the failures that was taken in order to create some of the things that was done? Some of the people failed eons and eons and eons in order to be able to create what they needed to do, but they kept up and they kept going. You know, I was reading a story about a guy who was interested in doing real estate, he failed his test 40 some times, but being persistent, he was so persistent that he just kept going and going. He would not surrender to the failure. He kept going until he passed his test. And beloved, if you have a burning desire to accomplish something in your life, or you want to be something in your life, be persistent and do not hold on to your do not let your dream go. Okay. Now, if your dream is something that's totally out of whack and something that not for your highest good, then you may want to think about what's really going on. But you know, if your purpose is worthy and that you are doing something that's positive for yourself, doing something positive for humanity, and you really want this thing, you have to be persistent to go after it and let nothing and no one deter you from doing that. Can you imagine that when people who have failures like that, the guy who went and took the test for 40 some time, and every time he went, and on the 41st time he passed the test, how many people told him to give up? You're not going to make it. You can't do this. You're not mentally capable of doing this. Why are you wasting your time? But that individual was totally driven to become successful and become what he wanted to do, and he would not surrender his thoughts and to anyone and anything else. And so that's important, beloved one. Never surrender your thoughts to some force outside of you. But the force outside of you have no power over you unless you surrender yourself and allow it to be. So your first goal, first step that you take is to be clear on what path that you want to expand and spend your existence focusing on that, and do not allow yourself to get off the path. Do not allow yourself to become distracted from what you want. Okay, that thing, beloved one, I've seen a lot of talented, uneducated people who were talented and persistent and knew what they want and became very successful in what they want. My brother-in-law is one of those people who didn't have a lot of education. Matter of fact, didn't even finish high school, but he's a millionaire today, you know, and he's persistent. He would not surrender. He kept going. He had something. He developed something, and he kept going on, and he kept doing it. I'm so proud of him. He would not give up. He stayed with his goal, and he stayed with his purpose, and he was dogged in his persistence to become successful and do that. So just because I don't knock education. I think it's a beautiful thing to be educated. But if you don't have all the education that society tells you you need in order to be successful, that's bull crap, okay? Some of the most successful people are people uneducated. When I'm talking about successful, I mean people who are monetarily successful in a way. Some of them, you know, don't have less than high school education, and they are millionaires and billionaires and people of all sorts, okay? So don't let that stop you. Of course, now you can be a millionaire and billionaire and have your doctor's degree too. So you can have the best of both worlds. So don't think that that should be something that you shouldn't pursue. You should pursue your education to the highest ability that you can in order to do that. But like I said, the first step of that is having a clear picture, and you are going to have to take action, beloved one. You have to take action to get to where you want to be. I'm a strong believer in prayer. I believe that prayers work. But let me just share this with you, beloved one. Prayers without work is dead. You're just saying words. If you're not taking action in your prayers, okay? If you pray and you're not believing and seeing it already being done, you're defeating yourself from the start. But then if you pray and you don't get up and take an action to make it happen, you're not gonna accomplish what you want to be, okay? And I'm not suggesting that you don't pray. You pray so you can stay connected with the God force. But if you want to be able to accomplish something, you're going to have to take some action. God is waiting for you to take that first step. And when you take that first step, beloved ones, that is when the God force kicks in on a most powerful level and most powerful faith that you would. And you are showing your faith when you take the first step, when you move forward in action in your thing. And I am a proof of that because I think I've shared with many of you before, I did the fire walk on 2,000 degree of hot fire. And it was about faith, having faith to believe that I could step down on that hot fire and not get burned. But in order to do that, I had to take the first step. My first step was the step that I needed to take in order to get to the end that was 50 feet away from where I started at. Okay, level one. You have to take the first step. When you take the first step, believe me, there's 1,000% assurance that God's going to take the other two steps. Then you just take another step, and God's going to take another two steps. So God is doing most of the work anyway. You are just demonstrating your faith by moving forward to do what you need to do, okay? And so stop sitting around waiting for your ship to come in. You hear people say, well, I'm waiting for my ship to come in. I'm going to hit the lotto. I'm going somebody's going to pass and leave me an inheritance. Something's going to happen to somebody. I'm going to meet somebody successful and rich, and they're going to take care of me or give me an opportunity to become all that I can become. Stop it. Those possibilities, it's a possibility you may hit the lotto. Yes, it's a possibility you may marry a rich person. And it's a possibility you may have an inheritance. But if you said it's spending your life, that's your life goal, to sit there and wait for someone to come to do something for you, then many of you are going to spend a lot of days just sitting there waiting, and some of you are going to die with the sweetest music unplayed because you're sitting there waiting for someone to come to do something for you. You're waiting for your ship to come in. Well, I'm telling you, beloved ones, you are the captain of your own ship. Create your own ship. You become the captain of the ship of your life. You become the one who set the navigation to where you want to go and how you want to get there. you make sure that you are the one who's moving forth, that you direct the ship. Don't wait for someone else to direct the ship. You know, like some people just wait for the wind to blow. If the wind blows to the left, they blow to the right. They just go with however the wind blows. But that's not control. That's not having any control of your life, beloved one. You have the ability to navigate your life, okay? With the God force inside of you, if you tap in, you can navigate the path that you want to have in your life. But you got to be able to, you got to take the first step in order to make that happen, beloved one. You are responsible for that, you know? You are responsible for moving forward and doing what you need to do. It is true that you are a child of God. And it is true that God gave you free will and free choice. Although you're a child of God, God don't interfere with your life from the standpoint of you becoming what you want to become or come desire. Now, there is time where the God force will intervene. If there's something specific that you as a spirit came here to do and you are not doing it, then yes, the God force can step in and create a scenario that make you become what you want to do or create what you need to do. I think about Paul in the Bible. You know, Paul was, if all of you who maybe all my Christian brothers and sisters heard about Paul. Paul wrote most of the scriptures in the Bible and was really involved in the creation of Christianity. But you know what? Paul was a real scoundrel at one time. They said Paul had actually caused the death of between 5,000 and 6,000 Christians. He prosecuted and destroyed. But at some point, God wanted to use Paul for his purpose. And Paul was riding into a city, and he went blind. And he stayed blind for 3 days. And when he came out of his blindness, he was changed. God had alternated him to do what God wanted him to do. So, yes, there are times that happens, that God will come in directly and orchestrate something that specifically has to be done on the earth plane. But as a whole in your life, don't sit there and wait for that opportunity to happen. You get up and do what you need to do to take charge of your life and to inspire your life. You know, it's you can, like I said, when you came into this earth realm, you knew what you wanted to be. You had a clear picture where you were on it before you made your incarnation, and you got here and you dumbed down. You lost all ideas and concept of what you wanted to do, who you were, and where you wanted to. And like I said, that may not necessarily be a bad thing, because that way you can develop yourself and pull yourself up and create, because it's there. It's just in your subconscious or on your Akashic record, your goals and purposes, what it is that you came here to do. But from your conscious thinking and getting caught up in others influencing you, thinking a different direction, you were not aware and conscious of what it is that you had chose to do and what you needed to do. Because the Creator has given you everything, beloved one. You don't need to have anything other than your creation that God has given you, other than the fact that it is up to you to develop your human mind. You see, God, that is the tool that we use in order to be able to orchestrate through this earthly plane, is through your human mind. Your mind is what you need to do. So it is up to you, though, to do the work to develop your mind, to develop your consciousness in your mind. You need to do that, beloved one, because once you put in your subconscious mind what you want and what you desire, and you put it there clearly, it is going to happen. The thing about, I can tell you, the thing about your subconscious mind, regardless of whether you put it there or someone else put it there, if it becomes it, it's going to create. So you need to work to make sure that you are the one that's putting what you need in your subconscious mind, not allowing someone else to put in your subconscious mind what it is that you don't want to happen in your mind. You do not want to become a victim. You want to be a victor, okay? You want to rise above. You do not want to allow things to happen to you. So we have to begin to take charge of what we're thinking, what we're saying, the environment we're in, because that's going to make a difference in our human capability, beloved one. You see, like I said, your spirit is strong, your spirit is intact, but you have to do what you need to do from a mental aspect to make sure that you are on time and that you need to, that you're moving forward. That's why I tell you, it doesn't matter who the president of the country is. It doesn't matter who's running the country. If you ain't got your stuff together, it makes absolutely no difference in your ability to have any success if you are not ready. Regardless, like I say, regardless, even if your mama and daddy become president, and if you still screwed up, you screwed up, and you're not going to have the success that you want to be. There's a lot of people got rich parents, and they are just as screwed up as they can possibly be, okay, because they are not utilizing their God-given talent. Your parents can only take you so far, and you do what you need to do. But God, the universe of God force, would take you through this whole life journey that will be with you and guide you and keep you going in the right direction, beloved one. So make sure that you tap in and get quiet and get still so you can start hearing the voice of God talking to you and directing you and orchestrating your life in the way that you want to be. The communication is going on 24/7. But if you're not quiet, you're not still, and you're peaceful, and your mind is in a state of chaos and confusion and all the negativity going on that's happening. And, sure, we have to be aware. We have to listen to the news so we can know what's going on. But then there's a time where you got to detach and get quiet and be still, go meditate, do something that creates some stillness and peaceness inside of you so you can be able to hear the voice of God speaking to you. That voice of God speaks to you in your moment of quietness and stillness, okay? God doesn't speak to you in chaotic confusion and what you call. Now, your guardian angels, they may help you or rescue you when you're in a chaotic situation, but that's just saving you from that chaotic situation. But for your long journey and your life, that God speak with you, that is because you got still, you got quiet, and you listened to the voice of God. And more than listen to the voice of God, then you decide to take action on what that God force had allowed you. They put that in your mind, but you have to be the one who take forth and go forth and do what you need to do in order to be able to make sure that it comes together. You have to be the one who take the first step. You have to be the one who says yes. So I'm going to do that. Yes, this is the path I'm going to follow. Yes, this is the goal. This is the clear goal I want to be. I want to be a businessman. I want to be a businesswoman. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to school, or I'm going to get enough, put together enough finances to start my own businesses to do what I need to do. But you have to take the first step, beloved one. When you take the first step, God would take the second step and the third step. And then you take another step, and God will take the fourth and the fifth step. So God is always there moving you in the right direction to become what you need to become in order to be successful and to stay successful in your life, beloved one. So I am so happy and glad that you tuned in today, and hopefully that you gained something from this program today and that it has been a beneficial to you, that you will implement, because I do these lessons for you to be able to implement them in your life as the week goes on, and do what you need to do in order to do that, okay? I got good news I want to share with you, beloved ones, is that I'm going to start, a group of us are going to start what we call the Daily Inspiration. It's going to take up, I'm going to be broadcasting, I'm live from here in the Phoenix area. It's going to be a 15-minute morning show, and it's going to be based on strictly motivation and spiritual inspiration, that we're going to be able to get your day started, to be able to help you to get clarity of where you go and what you want and how to move forward through the day, just to give you a little enthusiasm, give you a little pump me up to keep your day going. So Spirit has laid that on my heart to do that. So we're going to start that not this Monday, but the following Monday will be the first show, and I will be posting it on Facebook, and I'm sending out emails in reference to that for the early morning inspiration to get you going and to help you going and help you sustain yourself to do it, because, attitude equals altitude. So when your attitude is right and when you have the proper attitude about things, it creates stuff. And it starts early in the morning that you will be able to do. When you're feeling positive and pumped up, or you're not feeling so positive and pumped up, you need to get pumped up, then you tune in. We're going to probably start it off doing Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Myself and several other of my ministry friends who also in that same frame of thought will be participating and helping to do that. So I want you to tune in, and like I said, you will get information about that. I'm going to be posting it and sending out emails in reference to that. So we're grateful and thankful that God's going to allow us to be able to do that, and we pray that that will be a success and it'll be a big help for lots and lots of folks, okay? So I just want to inform you, give you some heads up on that, okay? Starting the following Monday, not this Monday, but next Monday, you will start. And for, like I said, it's probably going to be about 7 to 7:30. I'm on mountain time. So wherever you are, you need to adjust yourself. If you're on the East Coast, you're probably about 9:30 for you, okay? If you other parts of the country, you have to check your time frame. And also, all of you who, all of my international listeners, you have to check your time frame as well. Okay, just it's going to be 2 hours different from the mountain time. Okay, wherever you are, whatever time zone. See, it's a little challenging sometimes having a program that's not only nationwide but worldwide because of the time zones. But you know, if you want it and you need it and it's something that you feel you desire to have, you'll find a way to connect in and to do what you need to do. So anyway, like I said, I'm grateful and thankful that you tuned in today, and I'm happy ask you to continually have a prayerful week and pray that yourself. So we're going to close out with a prayer. And if you have not visited my website, please do so, www.theholisticministry.com. Okay? And if you choose to make a donation, you can. If not, it's okay. It's all good. God is in charge. And I'm not begging or pleading for any assistance that God takes care of this ministry. Okay? All right. Beloved ones, Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks to you for allowing us to have another day, allowing us to have an opportunity to share. We thank you, God, for all that you have brought into our consciousness today. We thank you, God, for allowing it to be all that we need, and that we would take these words that we have heard today and implement them in our lives to be able to have a more productive life, and that we will continue to grow in the direction that we need to grow in order to obtain what we need to grow, God. So we pray this week that you will protect us in our going and coming, and whether we're traveling, staying home with family, we just want to be grateful and think that we are safe and that we're doing what we need to do in order to keep ourselves in a higher state of wellness and a higher state of consciousness. So we thank you, God, for just opening the door. We thank you, God, for all that you will allow. We pray to God that we will have healing and blessings to come to our country, and that we will be able to move into a higher state of consciousness and be able to do what we need to do. That each one of us will look in ourselves and get clarity of what it is that we want and where we want to go, and that we will begin to move forward in that process, that we will begin to take action to create and be more creative in our lives. We thank you, God, for just being God. We thank you for allowing us to have that opportunity to move forward. So we say thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Thank you, beloved ones. Thank you so much. And I pray that you have a wonderful holiday. Be safe. And like I, it's better to have a safe Thanksgiving rather than end up in the ICU for Christmas, okay? Don't jeopardize your health just trying to eat some turkey or do whatever, some food. Make sure that you're safe and do what you need to do, okay? Your family will appreciate you if you're not able to be there this year with them at Thanksgiving. It'll be okay, beloved one. No one going to think any less of you because you're not able to be there. That the smart thing is not to be there, especially if you're not sure of everybody else there. And you're never sure of everybody else because you don't know someone else's health condition, okay? So take care. Godspeed. and have a wonderful, wonderful week. God bless you. And so it is. Amen.